Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Hello, everybody, and well, this week's Rebel Radio. Hello, everyone. That was a little bit of a joke there about the microphone at FC United. Hope you all enjoyed it. And I'm Ben, and down the other end of the phone, we've got... Are you there?
I am, Ben, yes, I am. I'm not playing your game. I'm not, you know... The problem with your introduction there, I noticed this week that videos and YouTube clips of Norman Collier have gone through the roof. And there's a resurgence just based upon the fact that what happened with Tom on Saturday trying to give his farewell speech. There's an easy way around it, Ben.
Yes.
Don't give a farewell speech.
Yeah, I mean, there is that. There is that, of course. But, you know, but I thought it was wise words that he said.
Well, some of them were the ands in the world, ands in the earled, ubs, the engudged ape, and... I think he said Dave Adwick was a complete
still going. Where are you?
Well, this week, Ben, believe it or not, I'm actually only 6 miles away from Bennett's Bridge.
Bennett's Bridge. Where's that?
Well, I'm in a place called Stonyford in the beautiful, beautiful surroundings of Kilkenny in the Emerald Isle. I'm in Ireland this week, Ben.
Oh, he's in Ireland, everyone.
I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I'm back home near in Kerry or Kilkenny. You try asking... that thing on the old interweb. 10 interesting things to do in Kilkenny. I'm not sure I want to Kilkenny. No, you idiot. Kilkenny. Well, anyway,
It's only a small place. There's not that much to do. I'm gonna look it up.
Kilkenny. Kilkenny's lovely. Lots of castles.
Oh, yeah. To do in Kilkenny. Only one L, isn't it? Yeah.
It is only one L, yes,
yeah,
yes.
There we go. Two N's. There we go. I'll come back to you. Where do we start? I mean, it's just another chaotic week at FC United. I mean, it's obviously our club CEO Damien Chadwick has announced he's resigning from the club in the next few weeks. So wish him all the best. And obviously, an advert's gone out for a new management position. More on that in a second, because that's some cracking banter, Swampy. Cracking banter coming in from people. Oh, it's hilarious.
Good point. Can I just say something here before we start? This is called Swampy's Rebel Radio Show, right? You've already turned it into the Ben Hughes Shindig solo show.
Sorry, carry on.
It's more akin to a Radio 1 breakfast show this nowadays, the way you're going on.
Sorry, crack on.
No,
Kilkenny, go.
No! Don't do that to me now. Kilkenny, go! You can't do that. I mean, this is the precise of the point.
It's a lovely castle. Look at that.
I know of course it's a lovely castle.
Wow, that's amazing.
But we normally talk a bit about football, a little about that. So let's start again, Ben. Let's start the whole show again.
I'm not starting again. I've got interviews at 11. I've got to get this done. We should say we're recording this on Thursday morning. So if there's any breaking news on Friday, we don't know it. But Kilkenny Castle, 4.5 stars following 5,500 reviews. So that's pretty good. That's Kilkenny Castle.
I'm not going there. Forget that. Right. I'm going to Malzard's Bar in Bennett's Bridge.
I'll come back to that. Swampy, I mean, what's your take on everything that's going on at the moment?
Well, look,
It's like FC United of Chicago. It's like a bloodbath.
Oh, I've read that somewhere else. Someone else used that quote. Yeah. I wonder who it was. Oh, it was Ben Hughes, yes. Yeah.
Under the Boardwalk Empire, I'm calling it.
Yay! Hey.
Go on.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. I really don't. I mean, yeah, okay. Manager resigned. It was only a matter of time, probably, because the results weren't going well. And I think Tom had realised that the job was a little bit too much for him, simply based upon the fact that he has a lot of other commitments as well. And it was starting to take its toll. And if the truth be known, he said it himself. He said it came 2 or 3 years too early. He took a job that in reality he now knows he shouldn't have taken. He should have concentrated on being a player, because he still is a player, and that's why he's gone back straight into football. And he was with Hyde now, and he wants to play football. Management will come to him at some stage, probably in 3 or 4 years' time, but while he can still play football, you always tell footballers to continue to play. I understand the reasons why he said it was a no-brainer and he had to take it, but I think at the same token, personally, the board perhaps should have been a little bit stronger, told him the pitfalls, and but it's experience, you know, it's an experience, and it's also something that Tom gave the supporters the back end of the season something to cheer about. You know, it was good football, entertaining. We won a cup, we stayed up. So, you know, he did well, but, you know, that decision has been made now, and interesting to listen to the comments of Dave Chadwick, who's obviously got quite a lot more experience than Tom, as he ran with the under-23s at Chorley and was very instrumental in their success. So it was good to hear his ideas and recommendations. And it was all about running speed, keeping a good shape, pressing more. And they did something that I've been advocating. And I know he said he didn't see him as a true centre midfield player or in front of the back four, but they did something that I've been saying for how many months, maybe years?
One.
About Sam Baird?
One.
Two. One, oh, was it?
One
two,
year.
Two. Well, one season.
One season. Maybe one and a half.
Yeah.
18 months. If that sounds like a bigger number. 18 months.
18 months. nearly two seasons, I've been saying it for. over 18 months, you know. Just shy of 2 years. Sam Baird in that role, and he did very, very well. In that regard, you know, Chaddy's tried to do different things, and the result was, well, we got the result, i.e. we clawed our way back into the game. I was in Glasgow, as you know, on a stag, and my plane was delayed by 2 hours. Thanks Ryanair for ruining the GA final, Dubs versus Tyrone, and thanks Dublin for winning it and ruining Tyrone's opportunity. Okay. But as we scored our equaliser, I was actually just about to sit down on the plane.
Is this GAA again, or are you talking about FC?
If anyone was sat next to me now, I'd be saying, you know what, Ben's getting a bit, I think he's had too many coffees this morning. He's very lively. He thinks he's Chris Evans. When are you moving to Virgin for 2.3 million? Because we could do with you going. But anyway, the equaliser. Good equaliser, good result. We can build upon that this week. And, you know, I know he wants to bring a couple of players in, and he'll probably do that this week as well. Chaddy's got quite a number of contacts, and hopefully that can happen. But, you know, you mentioned from one Chadwick to another. Well, Damien Chadwick came in. He came in at a time that was very, very awkward and difficult for the football club. And he's done a reasonably good job. He's resigned and he's left the club for his own reasons, own personal reasons, probably. But you can only say is, you know, thanks, Damien. The club is in a position now where perhaps it's better than it once was. And we can look forward to maybe now a new CEO or general manager and a new manager coming in. So it gives the opportunity for FC to move forward. You know, the SMRE opens tomorrow. Malcolm's are there. Martin Bookham is slicing the ribbon, so to speak, cutting the ribbon. We've got a chance now to build upon that, and with new blood as a in management, and also guiding and steering the club forward.
So you mentioned Cushcar Malcolm there, and we should say Cushcar Malcolm does open at the St Mary's Road end at 12 noon. So you could get down there, and Martin Buchan is doing the grand opening. Unfortunately,
yeah, I just said all that.
Things, I know. I'm just helping promote it.
You don't promote something, you know, you don't have an advert on the television.
I'm adding times to it. Right, 1 o'clock, Martin Buchan will be doing the grand opening. Bit before my time, Martin Buchan, so Statle Paul will be doing an interview with Mr. Buchan on FC Radio. Then the Mad Theatre is going to be there previewing their First World War piece, The Wrong Way to Tickle Mary. And then there'll be a quiz. And then at 2:15, the Scuttlers, Middleton-based band who's featured on the Wild Card here on FC Radio, they'll be performing live under the St Mary's Road end. So get down there early. See, that's all I was doing, Swampy. I was just adding a bit of meat to it. Sorry, vegan substitute.
You could have done that on your own show.
Sorry, Cush.
I promoted it. I promoted it, then you just did it as well. But anyway, that's absolutely fine. No problem at all. I mean, as I say, it's such a well-scripted show, this.
It is.
it really, really is, yes. Not thrown together like a really bad Ben Hughes omelette that he clearly would have never have actually made himself, because there's a Chinese around the corner and they make finer omelettes than he could ever possibly do.
You should say you are joined by a non-league dog on this week's show, in case people are wondering what that noise is in the background.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
We arrived here yesterday, and we're in just under an acre of land, and this dog is a wonderful dog, but has not left me alone. She is a dog who likes stones. And but not as in the beer, but or bitter stones or get anything else. But she has left a stone at my foot now, and she's demanding I get it and throw it, and she'll come back. And she's been doing it for 24 hours. I have not been to bed yet. I actually have worn down my legs. I'm now 4'9", and she's looking at me now, going, "Come on, do it." And she'll start barking if I don't do it. But I'm ignoring her. What do we ignore? That's the way you do it.
You need to throw the stone further then. Now,
yeah, but imagine that we're staying at a friend's house. They're out at the moment. I throw the stone a little bit far. It goes into the road. The tractor comes along because we're in the country.
We've seen those films. Dead
dog. I'm not on my watch. Not on my watch. But no, Martin Buchan, by the way, works for the PFA. I've met Martin on a few occasions when I was negotiating a mobile phone contract for all PFA players. It's very, 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 very softly spoken. In fact, he actually has done one of the gala nights for FC United of Manchester in the past. And he is a very, hello, hey, nice to be, hey, hello. He sounds like a whispering ghost. But I tell you what, as a footballer, what a player. What a player, Ben. He was, he had a footballing brain. And he was, I suppose the nearest defender I can think of him is someone like Rio Ferdinand, who used to read the game so well and not have to throw himself into challenges because he'd intercept the ball and he'd move and pass it. He's not a very tall man, Buchan, but what a player. What a great, he was one of my favourites as a youngster. I love Martin Buchan, but and a real gentleman as well. And it's a privilege that, you know, you're getting someone, an ambassador for football, a member of the PFA who works in Manchester for the PFA, to come along and cut the old FC United red ribbon, that scarlet ribbon.
So, yeah, grand opening of St Mary's Road End on Saturday before the Southport match. Get down there early doors for that grand opening there. And it looks smashing, doesn't it? And I don't use that word enough, smashing. But it does look good under there at the moment.
It looks top. Looks buzzing.
Right.
Looks quality.
Obviously, the job application has now gone up for people wishing to apply to become manager of FC United. And obviously, you know, there's going to be some high-calibre people who've come forward applying for the position of first-team manager at FC United. That said, Swampert, it has, because you have to do it in a public way, it does open yourself up for the odd person to get in touch with the old funny quip and that kind of thing. What do you think the most obvious thing to say is for a randomer getting in touch with the club to say, I'd like to apply?
It's normally all based upon sort of like one of these computer games, Championship 23 or Football Manager. I've got experience. I've taken Real Madrid to the World Cup Intergalactic Final where we beat the Star Wars 11 54-12. And therefore, I demand the job at FC United. I will bring extraterrestrial quality of football to the club. I've got a goalkeeper in mind who's got 27 arms, and there's not a chance that I was going to score against him. And I've got a centre forward with 15 legs. Although, to be honest, I mean, it reminds me of that player that we the millipede that we signed a couple of years ago when FC were getting beat 8-0, weren't they, at half time? And he came on in the second half of the millipede, and he scored 12, and FC won brilliantly. And the problem was, their manager said to our manager at the time, he said, I can't understand that. Why we were 8-0 up, and you brought him on, and he scored 12. Why did he bring him on? Before, he was tying his boots.
Mr. Broken Brow has been in touch. Say, I once won back-to-back Championship and Premier League titles with Reading on Football Manager 2014, with Kevin Doyle up front on his own. A solid 4-5-1 formation, scoring 31 goals. Just wondered if an application would be considered. Ziggy, I have 16 years' experience managing teams in Championship Manager and Football Manager, plus an additional 6 months managing the BNM FC second team. Can I apply? Sport Muse, one of our guys plays a mean 5-3-2 in Football Manager. We even covered your side once. Andrew Thomas, 21 years, Championship Manager experience. Greatest achievement, including getting FC United to the Championship, but then taking a bigger job. And Mr. Craven, I'd love it if I was given the job. Local lad, lives 5 minutes away from the stadium. Have excellent Football Manager credentials. One-stop Forest Green to Europe. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Why bother? Why bother? Banter! Great banter,
John.
Great
banter. What you've done there, yes. I mean, you've selected a group of people that have all said the same thing.
Yep.
So what you're saying is basically anyone that ever applies for a job...
And that was a snapshot, Swampy. Those are the best ones. Just a snapshot.
The point I'm making is, I can't believe John Craven went for the job. You know, but I'd have him in there just so he could maybe select the best photographs. I'd have a calendar, an FC calendar with the best photographs, and we could donate all the money back to ourselves. So what you're saying really is that there are two types of people that apply for jobs at football as managers. Those that are in the game of football and are football managers, and those that basically think they're funny together with everybody else that thinks they're funny and all says, I did really well on Championship Manager. Mm-hmm. There's not a great deal of comedy in that, because it's every single time, this is the thing that you get. Someone says that, whatever club it may be, you know, it's I've done really well on Championship Manager. Perhaps someone should think out of the box going forward when they're applying for a job, and, you know, be a little bit left field and have no experience. Oh, my name's Dave, I'm a plasterer. You know,
That's it. I am Dave. I'm a plasterer. Full stop.
Gives the job. Yeah. I live 5 minutes away. So getting to the ground isn't a problem. I'm also really handy with my trowel. And therefore, you know, any odd jobs I can sort out. Excuse me, dog. Shut up.
Oh, he did.
She.
Oh.
Sexist. Sexist dog person, Ben.
So anyway, good luck to everyone who's applied for a job. We're not going to be doing a running commentary, and we're not going to suggest...
I thought you said we're not going to be doing a rum and coke.
A rum and coke or a rum and commentary, and we're not getting into that because we know managers very well, and we think it's unfair. So we're not going to say who we think should get the job or anything like that. We're just going to let time run its course, I think.
Of course, yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, it's different, isn't it, in non-league circles, because basically... unlike in the Premier League and so on and so forth, you know the managers are out of work at this moment in time. You know those that will be going for jobs in the non-league world. You're always surprised by who comes in. I mean, there will be some runners and riders, but equally, you know, the club may decide to stay with Dave Chadwick. I mean, you know, depends what happens this weekend. And then, you know, I think you've got to at least let Dave get the team settled hopefully move them forward. And there's no reason why Dave, they might say to Dave, can you, I'm sure they will be asking him, can you recommend anybody, or do you want the job? Do you think you've got the credentials? Who would you bring in? Because I think whoever does come in, I think we can safely say that Jack and Tom will no longer be part of the first team. And they'll probably be going back into their roles within the academy side of football. And, there's not great shame in that, because they've gained great experience within the first team, as Tom did. But they could take that experience now and go back into the youth ranks and the academy ranks and utilise that experience. But I can't see, and I don't know if you agree with me, Ben, but I can't see a new manager. Let's say it's not Dave Chadwick. Let's say it's a brand new manager. They're going to bring their own people in. They'll never say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the job. But yeah, I'll work with your two coaches that you've got, because managers don't work like that. They have the people that they prefer, and they come in as a team, don't they?
Yes, Swamper. And
thanks, Ben.
I was going to say, speaking of Jack and Tom, big congratulations making it through to the next round of the FA Youth Cup. Commentated on Wednesday evening. Great performance from FC. Some great young players. Palinkas, I see where all the hype comes from. And also Matt Clewin's up front, a great player. Mr. Tenacious, we called him, because he was everywhere. Everyone's face.
Well, yeah. Well, listen. I mean, we're quite lucky in a lot of ways. I mean, there are a lot of clubs in the Manchester area, I know, and league clubs and non-league clubs. But we do tend to get good youthful players coming to FC United of Manchester, and Tom and Jack have got them playing in the right manner and good quality football, expansive football with a bit of pace in there, good control. And in that respect, that's why. They're going to be an asset to FC United and Manchester as coaches, and also bringing these players through, because that is the way to survive as a young club like ourselves, and to survive as a fan-owned club, is to make sure that you have a conveyor belt of quality coming through. We've seen two or three players from FC come through, and not as many as one would hope, hopefully, but it's hard work, the nitty-gritty of semi-pro football. So you have to have a nice blend. But there's, next game could be, is it West Didsbury and Chorlton, or...
There was a fire. I said Liverpool were 3-0 up in their game. It was one of the most hipsterish outings of non-league football ever. City Liverpool against West Disby and Cholton, hummus everywhere, Corbyn flags, all kinds of stuff in that game there. City Liverpool were 3-0 up. Then there was, a floodlight fire. So the game was abandoned. So we're not sure who the youth team's going to have in the next round, but there you go.
Go on. But I say it's a testament to the lads, as I say. They would have been stupid not to take advantage of becoming first team coaches at FC United Manchester. Who wouldn't? I mean, it's a very hard thing to turn down, and they did well. Don't get me wrong, they've done well. But as I say, I think a new manager coming in, if it is a brand new manager rather than Dave, and I'm not even sure if Dave has actually gone for the job, I think a new manager would want to bring in their own people, because they have a method of working, and most managers have always got one or two people around them that want to come in and work with them. But we'll see. And it's going to be interesting times ready for FC in the next month or so. But first and foremost, we have to win our first game at Broadhurst Park, and it has to start this Saturday. There's no question about it.
And let's talk about this Saturday then. We've only got a few minutes left. So FC United against Southport. Big test, this one.
Southport haven't started particularly well. They're up and down. FC United, obviously, with the impetus from Sunday's game against Bradford Park Avenue. Two training sessions with Dave. He'll look to the positives, and also look to play some expansive football, get the ball out wide, move the ball quickly, close the opposition down, eliminate those basic errors at the back, get tight to your man when you're defending set pieces, making sure that you stick with your player. No rudimentary mistakes has happened on Sunday with the goals, really, because the second one was a complete fluke, I know, but again, it was a rudimentary mistake. But the same token, cut them out, do the simple things and do them effectively, and the game becomes a lot easier. And I think we have to beat Southport. I don't think we can be cast adrift this early stage too far. We've got a couple of games in hand on most clubs. So if we can win on Saturday, which I've got full confidence that we can do. I mean, even though we haven't been playing well, the likes of Willoughby is still scoring goals, which is always a good sign that if you're not playing well and a centre forward is scoring, and he's now been put back into his true centre forward role with Dempsey at the side of him, you know, and that's one thing that can help, and we can, you know, Brody Litchfield, I should say, that's one thing that helps. If you've got two players who can play off each other, or he can play in his traditional role rather than coming or dropping back too deep because the ball wasn't coming to him, which he'd done for the last three or four games. He was coming, he was hungry for the ball, though we played him in the midfield and we dropped him back a little bit. You know, so in that respect, you know, people playing in the right positions is exactly what we need. And good luck on Saturday to the boys and to Dave.
And just before we go, Swamper, your song of the week, please.
It's a very good question. Song of the week. I'm just going to go to a member of the audience to have it. Do you have a song of the week?
Gosh, what about The Only Way Is Up by Yaz that I got from...
No, I'm afraid Yaz and the Plastic Population is not a song.
I don't have that song in my library, I'm afraid.
So I play... you know what? I'm on the spot here. I always forget this bit of the show. We're in Ireland, aren't we, Ben? So I think we should play some Turkish music. Let's see, who could we have it? Could we have The Sound of Silence by U2?
What?
You see what I've done there? The Sound of Silence by U2, because Bono's lost his voice.
I know, it is a shame, isn't it?
Oh, I see, that would have been a great concert.
You know what that means? They won't be able to infiltrate my iTunes library and just drop their album in without me asking. Great.
Well, that's a good point. I'll tell you what, Ben. I'm going to go down a slightly different tack this week. Did you play the track last week?
I did.
You did, yeah? And it wasn't rude or anything like that, was it?
No.
You thought, because it was the name of it, was... Yeah. We played, just for those listeners that we remember, we played Twilight Sad last week on FC Radio. I'm just going into my diary, Ben. I've only got 4% of my iPad anyway, so if at any stage I disappear, don't worry about it.
I'll play my own song.
Yeah, well, you often do. That's the thing, you see.
Coming up is Bridget Bardot with her song Harley Davidson. I was listening to that before. It's a great track, Swamper. It's a great track.
Right, that's good to know, Ben. That's good to know. Let me have... I was playing... there we go. I would like... Hard... Because it has been, hasn't it? It has been for FC. It's been a situation where people have come and gone. Managers have resigned. The supporters have found it difficult. It's been hard times, Ben. It's been hard times. That is a song by the Baby Huey story.
Okie dokie.
And Baby Huey. I'm giving you a little snippet beforehand. So it's nice and funky for a Friday funk.
Well, that is the end of this week's Red Rebel Radio, presented by Swamper and myself, Ben. You have a lovely week. Good luck to FC United on Saturday. And cheerio, Swampy. Enjoy Ireland.
I will do it next week, Ben. I will be in another country.
Belgium.
I'm not telling you.
Germany.
We'll find out next week.
Denmark.
Say goodbye, Holly. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
But they won't admit I must be some kind of creature up there having fears. From my party house, I'm afraid to come outside. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I play the part I feel they want of me, and I pull the shade so I won't see them seeing me having hard times in this crazy time.
This is FCUM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience. I said a sheep,